This is the time and the place of Supreme Court to set in the matter of the discipline of Alice Hornibrook, attorney at law who seeks readmission and a lifting of a suspension to be a licensed attorney in South Dakota. You are Ms. Hornibrook, is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, and State Bar is represented by Robert Freeburg, counsel for the disciplinary board from Beresford. Court would like to welcome students from Redfield High School. Ms. Hornibrook, this is an informal proceeding. We do invite the attorney to address the court. You're free to say anything you wish. So since you're the moving party, we would allow you to speak at this time.
May it please the court, Mr. Freeburg. Mr. Freeburg advised that the transcript related to the proceedings that took place before the board in September of this year may have just gotten before the court, so I'm not sure how conversant the court is with the facts and circumstances.
What we know basically is the written opinion that appears, I think, in the Northwest Reporter. We were furnished that at the time of the suspension. Beyond that, we have a two-page document from the State Bar recommending your readmission.
Yes.
That's all we have.
All right. Thank you. Just to reiterate, obviously the court can ask any questions they feel appropriate, but to reiterate regarding the background, the events which caused the suspension through the state of Nebraska occurred in Dakota County, Nebraska, in 2003. I'm not sure how familiar you are with the Sioux City, South Sioux City, North Sioux City area, but it's a tri-state area where all of the states connect, and we often have cases between the different states, Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. In any event, as a result of actions that occurred in Dakota County in 2003, I was suspended by the state of Nebraska, and then there were commensurate proceedings in the state of Iowa and the state of South Dakota following that. Reciprocal discipline. In July of 2008, the Supreme Court of Nebraska reinstated my license, and following that, in September of 2008, the state of Iowa reinstated it as well. And I'm here today just requesting that the court follow the recommendations of the board of South Dakota and the findings of the Iowa Supreme Court and the Nebraska Supreme Court reinstating my license.
Now, the Northwest Reporter opinion doesn't really give us the end game as far as the sorting out of who got the property because there were conflicting deeds. Was full restitution made so that none of the parties affected by those deeds are out any money?
I have to tell the court that there's an additional case, which is a Nebraska case, which is involved in this as well. Because, of course, as one read the opinion regarding myself, one saw that there were actions that were taken against my client. Anyway, after the proceedings in Nebraska, but before the suspension, there was a Nebraska Court of Appeals decision in 2005, where it was determined that my client had not received proper service, and so all of the different orders that were entered against him were eliminated. So since that time, the other party has never taken any steps to do anything or
so that
proceed.
In effect, nullified the deed to the wife as a matter, ex-wife as a matter of law. Is that what you're saying?
Well, the opinion, and I can give you the cite if the court feels appropriate, the opinion basically said that my client should never have been in court in the first place because there was never proper service against him.
So
subsequently...
He hired you. Your client hired you after he got service, whether it was ineffective or not?
And that was part of the proceedings that were involved in this particular situation. But he had never gotten appropriate service. He had never been appropriately served. So even though court orders were answered against him, all of the court orders were set aside because he had never been properly served.
So the court decree that threw your client in jail for contempt ordered that the plumbing shop be deeded to the ex-wife, mm-hmm. all null and void now.
That would be correct, because all of the four orders or five orders that had been entered were all eliminated because he had never been properly served.
Okay. So I guess that answers my question. Nobody's out a penny because legally there's no conflict at this time?
Correct. And nothing happened. That was entered by the Nebraska Court of Appeals in, I think, September of 05. I do know it was 05. And since that time, there haven't been any proceedings.
All right. And for the record, the opinion suspending you does reference that.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
What was the defect in the service?
I apologize because I haven't read it in the recent, but my recollection is that they had never personally served him, and there was also an attempt, I think, at trying to do certified mail, and there was never any document in the file showing that he had received service by certified mail.
For in reference to the divorce or in reference to the contempt?
In reference to the contempt. The divorce itself was finalized in, I'm thinking, 2001 or 2002.
Prior to your suspension, I see you're from Sioux City. Did you have substantial practice in South Dakota?
I would not say that my major practice was in South Dakota. I would say that my major practice has always been in Iowa.
But did you practice in South Dakota?
Oh, yes.
What conditions did the Nebraska folks place upon you for readmission, and did you successfully complete them?
They didn't place any restrictions whatsoever.
But, I mean, did you have to retake an ethics test on state bar? Nothing?
Nothing. And I didn't even have a hearing before the Nebraska Supreme Court.
You did have that?
I did not even have to have a hearing.
Oh.
I simply made an application. The council and the other two bodies simply submitted a document recommending or not objecting, and then the Nebraska Supreme Court simply entered a one-line order saying motion for application was sustained. So I didn't have a hearing before anybody's in Nebraska.
All right. Any proceedings in Iowa other than just reinstating you?
I appeared before the Iowa Supreme Court for approximately 2 minutes. We didn't have any proceedings where we had any testimony or any type of hearing.
Okay. Anything else you want us to know?
Nothing other than I appreciate the recommendation of the board.
Okay. Any further questions for Ms. Horniber from the bench?
Yes. So then the woman in the divorce... Mm-hmm. She's out whatever the value of the plumbing business was, the land or the deed that.
Well, first of all, I do want to point out to the court that in the divorce decree, the Nebraska court valued the plumbing business as zero. That is in the opinion of the divorce decree. Second, I do would like to point out that when we were at the Nebraska appeals decision on the contempt, when we were there and we were discussing whether or not my client had been properly served, the Nebraska Court of Appeals justices asked why her attorney had not gone to Iowa and filed Liz Pendens and appropriate actions in Iowa, because that is the situs of the business. It's not a Nebraska business. It's an Iowa business. So, in a sense, recommended to her that that's what should be done.
Okay. Any further questions from Ms. Horniber?
Yes.
Okay.
When he was served for contempt, did you examine the papers that he brought in that related to that?
He was never personally served with any papers. So I didn't have anything to examine.
Did he appear in court then after when he was cited for contempt?
Well, this is another thing I need to explain, because at the time the judge who was handling the matter was ill. And so there were subsequent to that he did die. But there was lengthy periods of time where things would happen and then there was no follow-up and things would not occur. But why my client and I received notice was the attorney who had represented the wife in the divorce just would simply send a copy of it to my office. So that's why we would know that there would be something filed, but did not actually serve him.
Okay. Further questions? All right. Anything else you want to say?
No. Thank you very much for
Thank
your time.
Thank you, Ms. Farnberg. Mr. Freeberg. One thing I'd invite you to educate us on is the proceedings in front of the South Dakota Disciplinary Board, because we have no record of that.
I understand that.
Okay.
I don't know what happened. Ordinarily, those show up when I send the findings, but I did bring their transcript over this morning and left it with the clerk, so it's there. And included in there are copies of the orders from both Nebraska and Iowa and of the various documents, the letters of recommendation that the petitioner received, and also the transcript of the proceedings before our board, which is pretty brief, but it's there. And some explanation of, as she just said, of how this all took place. So that's all going to be in there.
Prior to the suspension, were there any complaints filed against her with the South Dakota Disciplinary Board?
No. And I had made inquiry in the course of the hearing before the board, and she indicated that there had been no prior discipline complaints against her in her 25 years of practice.
In all three states?
That's what I understood the answer to be, yes.
Well, we can ask her. Did you have any complaints filed against you prior to this in all three states?
That's correct.
All right.
So our board saw all of the material. We looked at the cases that you've just been discussing here with Ms. Hornover, and it appeared to the board that she had been suspended. She had adhered to the requirement that she not practice during the period of the suspension. The suspending court had reinstated her, and the Iowa court did almost immediately after our hearing. We kept the record open in order to see what result came from there, and I received that order just within a matter of weeks after our hearing. So the posture before our board was that all of the underlying causes for the suspension and her compliance with that had been met in the other jurisdictions. She appeared to be accepting of what had happened. She was had a good record up to that point. Her appearance before the board was straightforward, a little emotional, and seemed very genuine, and so the board made the recommendation which you have seen. I did go back and look through the Court of Appeals decision that she mentioned, and I've got the citation for that if you're interested, Justice Sabers. That's
okay.
704 Northwest 2nd, 243.
243?
Yes, sir. And that's the, I think they call it the Nebraska Court of Appeals. Is that the correct?
Yes.
Term for that court. That's the Intermediate Appellate Court in Nebraska, and that's their opinion. It's illuminating, and it sort of verifies the protracted nature of this, the lack of service, and if my recollection is correct, the court said that for service in those kinds of proceedings, you had to have strict adherence to the statute, which I think would be similar to the rulings under our code. And instead of following what the code prescribed, they tried to do service in a way that was not authorized and was not in compliance with the court order. By the way, as I recall, they did go to the judge and get an order for substitute service because they couldn't, cause the sheriff couldn't find him apparently to get him served. But it's one of those divorces from well, I'm not going to say it right here in the courtroom.
As we hope we never see.
Yeah, from the other side, yes, it went on and on and on. So that was obvious to all of us as well.
Okay. Are you familiar with the procedure after a suspension for reinstatement in both the Nebraska court and the Iowa court?
Well, I got a little bit of education on that from Ms. Hornover and from looking at the proceedings that I saw in Nebraska. And you can see all of this in the transcript. Unfortunately, it wasn't here before, but they circulated to the to my counterpart, who then can object or waive, and he waived. Then it goes to what they call a district council, which is for attorneys apparently practicing in a particular area for the same sort of thing, and they waived. I can't remember if there's a third one or not, but at least those two waived, and so there was, I mean, that was it. It's by motion to the Supreme Court. That motion got circulated for comment on these from these other bodies, and then they just made like a minute entry, motion granted.
Yeah, it sounds like if there's a one-line order in Nebraska and a two-minute appearance in Iowa, it sounds like two rubber stamps being used.
Well, except that there was an opportunity, there was notice and an opportunity for input. In Iowa, that was circulated to the judges before whom she practiced. I think to the discipline folks there as well. So as compared to where we have a hearing and do it through our disciplinary board, there it's a more broadly noticed procedure where others from the outside are invited in. Here that even our procedure doesn't do that.
That's so in, you had a full-blown hearing in front of the South Dakota disciplinary board?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Yes.
Wasn't.
And that's the transcript you're talking about.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else you want to say, Mr. Friedman?
That's all I can offer.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming. I don't know if it's necessary, but under the law, you're entitled to a rebuttal of what he's just said. Do you have anything else you wish to say?
Not by way of rebuttal, really, but just maybe to
give the court some additional comfort level. Since we've had the hearing in September, I think I've completed another 15 hours of continuing legal education. And
are you actually practicing in Nebraska and Iowa now?
I haven't started.
Oh. Is there some legal impediment to that, or is it just your personal
interest? No, I just personally want to wait till everything's done.
All right.
And I did want to inform the court also that I do have professional liability insurance.
Okay. All right. I have a question, that Ms. Hornover. Did anybody make a claim on your malpractice insurance as a result of
never.
This incident?
Never. I've never had a claim.
All right. Thank you. Court will be in recess.